Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Hard in My Take, the number one podcast on thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Jeremy Brenner here, and today, Michael Brown, we've got some, it's a rough show. The Rockets were 0-2 since our last show Monday, but it's always a pleasure to talk Rockets basketball with you, my friend.
Oh, that's the absolute truth, Mr. Brenner. And quite honestly, what's going on off the court may be as upsetting, worrisome as what's going on the court. So yeah. We have a full show for our wonderful listeners, both on the court and off the court today, I imagine.
Absolutely. And since we last had our show Monday, the Rockets played Tuesday afternoon against the Spurs, who were in must-win territory. They got it done, 123-105, giving the Rockets their second loss in the bubble. That game, no James Harden for the Rockets. So, obviously, the Rockets were not – it wasn't a huge surprise that the Rockets lost that game. And then, of course, you got yesterday's game, a 108-104 loss to the Indiana Pacers. And in that game, no Russell Westbrook, no Daniel House for the Rockets. Now, Russell Westbrook would not have played yesterday's game because it was the second half of a back-to-back. He played on Tuesday. But it turned out that Russell Westbrook underwent an MRI sometime yesterday, and it revealed a strain in his quad. Not good news for the Rockets. It comes at arguably the worst time imaginable, other than the middle of a playoff series. But, Mike, this is not good news for the Houston Rockets.
I do find it very intriguing that – so he didn't play against the Spurs. No, wait, he did play against the Spurs.
He played against the Spurs. He didn't play against the Kings, I believe, or the Lakers.
There's some conflicting. This is when I hate Twitter, right? There are times, if you have a Twitter account, it's like being in a relationship. There are days where you just love it, and there are days you just can't stand it, and you just want to delete it and move on with your life, right? Because I've seen a couple different ways to interpret this. Number one, if he was really that hurt, would he have played against the Spurs? I don't think so.
I think it happened against the Spurs. That's my guess.
Yeah. And I think what happened was he played against the Spurs, woke up, it was a little bit sore. And the Rockets are looking at it right now like, look, send him for an MRI, see what happens. My scale of 1 to 10, how worried I am about Russell Westbrook playing in a potential playoff series, about a 6. I don't like – I got to see if I can find the quote, and if you can beat me to it. It was D'Antoni when they asked D'Antoni about Westbrook, and his first words were, "We hope." That's never a good thing if your coach says that. Like, we hope for the best, or, you know, we're hoping this. We have to reevaluate. Let's put it this way. If Russell Westbrook misses any – amount of time in a playoff series, we're done. We're dead. Is my initial feeling.
I wouldn't put it as like that, especially against Oklahoma City. I think Oklahoma City is still beatable, even without Russ. Obviously, it's going to be a little more difficult. Against the Lakers, I'd have a little bit more of a concern. However, it doesn't look good with Russ. And I've done my research over on this injury, and the biggest concern with this kind of injury is it gets to a point where you rupture it. Because rupturing your quad is maybe one of the worst injuries you can have. And it's in the same category as tearing your ACL or breaking your leg completely. Victor Oladipo, most recently, is a good example of someone recently who had this injury. He ruptured it in January of 2019 and did not play a single NBA game until January 2020. So that would put the Rockets further back and would totally ruin the franchise. That's a franchise-altering injury right there. If it goes from bad to worse. Now, he sat last week's game against the Lakers with a bruised quad. And it's to my understanding, it's the same quad in which he has the strain. So it's something that, you know, he's felt a little rusty for a little while now. But now that they've done the MRI, they've confirmed that there is a strain there. So I think it is possible that the Rocket staff has been looking at this over the past couple of days. And they've just noticed that, you know, obviously we can't play him right now. So I think that there is hope, but there is also, you know, we have to prepare ourselves here, because what might happen is Russ, I think there's a chance Russ might not play in the first round series.
We're not beating Oklahoma City without Russ Westbrook. I don't see it. I don't like what I saw from Eric Gordon today. I get it's his first game back. This team is not shooting the three ball well right now.
They're not.
You know, and Gordon, you know what's really was surprising after the game today? It's such a wide range of emotions, right? I want to see somebody. James Harden played his tail off today. Now, this game, if you ask me, do I want the – would you – okay, let me pose this to you before I answer. If you're a Rockets fan, should you have wanted them to win the game today to get the three seed, guaranteed to play Utah in this first round, but then you have to play the Clippers in the second round, or lose the game today, you have to play the Thunder in the first round, but you get to play the Lakers in the second round? Which route are you going?
I would rather take the Thunder-Lakers route if I knew I had Russell Westbrook there.
Yeah. Now,
that's the issue now, because Russ is not guaranteed to play against the Thunder.
One of the benefits today was he was on the bench. Part of me thinks if this was as bad as people are making it out to be, you really think he would have been at the game today?
For who?
Westbrook.
I mean,
looking at him throughout the game, I mean, he didn't look like a guy who is worried that the rest of his season is done.
Yeah. But also, I think that he doesn't know enough about it yet. And I think that Russ is not going to give, like, he's not going to give a poker face, because if he were to give off the feeling that his season was over, that gives Oklahoma City this confidence that they, you know, may or may not have for a potential first-round series. To me, I think it's just, it's all hypotheticals at this point, and we'll know before the playoffs start what his status is. They will update him over the weekend. And to my understanding, with the playoffs starting Monday, the Rockets will likely get their first game either Monday or Tuesday. And that would mean, so if you're looking to rest him for 2 weeks, it's been 1 week since he last played basketball. So if game one was Tuesday, they probably played three games. It's probably a 2 week rest period. And I know Russ is not going to, it's a tough situation because it's the beginning of the playoffs. And not only is it the beginning of the playoffs, it's the beginning of the playoffs against your former team. That has so much added motivation to it. And yet again, the Rockets find themselves in a first round matchup with the Thunder that has so many storylines that are not just on the court. And you know Russ wants to play. So he's going to do everything that he can in his power to not miss a single game. And the strain might be serious enough to where he has to miss a game, but I think Russ, just the adrenaline, the moment is going to be enough to say, you know what, like, I can get through this, and he'll play.
Yeah. And
it's worrisome because what if he re-injures it? That's,
but
you don't want to rush it back. But also, your season's on the line now, Mike. Yeah. These games mean something now. It's not like you can just give up a game willy-nilly anymore.
Well, here's the thing, is that you can't worry about re-injuring it. You know, you can't, you know, if that was the case, then why did you bring back Eric Gordon today? If that was the case, PJ Tucker has played, according to D'Antoni and his presser after the game, that he's been playing with an injury all year. They take a chance every time they step on the court, you know? Mm-hmm. I should have said at the beginning of the show, my initial thought is without Westbrook, they're dead. Do I think they can beat Oklahoma City without Russell Westbrook? Oh, man. If I had to put money on it, I would put money on the Thunder. Because I think Eric Gordon and Austin Rivers and God forbid Chris Clemens has to play in a major spot and guard Chris Paul. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, we didn't think Michael Frazier was going to get any time. And look at the last couple games.
Then the third guy off the bench.
Yeah, that's a really scary thought. But that's a different story for a different segment, I guess. It's hard news, but let me put it this way. If I had to put money on Russell West, if we play the Thunder in the first round, until I'm proven otherwise, Russell Westbrook is going to play. I don't see him missing a game against his old team. I just don't see it. The news today did not get me crazy enough to think that his season is over just yet, because I don't think it is.
I don't think it's like that. But what I think the Rockets has to do here, they do need to be a little bit cautious here, because Russell Westbrook's played, what, three, four legit games since he started, since in the last 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. You can't rush these injuries back. These injuries are expected to happen, and you just really don't want to re-injure it. And I know you can't play in fear of getting injured, because that's just not a way to play the basketball. That's not a way to play basketball. And you played Eric Gordon today. So to me, that's a sign, at least from Eric Gordon, that says, you know, hey, they're willing to put him out there in a game that, you know, doesn't really mean a whole lot. I mean, yes, the Rockets have something to play for today, but I mean, not a whole lot. It's not like their season was on the line today, yet they still played him. They still played Harden. So to me, that was a sign of good faith, at least with Eric Gordon, that he'll be okay for the playoffs. And Russell Westbrook wasn't going to play the game today anyway. I wouldn't expect him to play too many minutes on Friday, regardless of whether or not he had an injury. And on Friday, the Rockets shouldn't be playing anybody, to be honest. They have absolutely nothing to play for on Friday. And they'll know exactly where they stand in the scheme of things. So, because they are the last game. They're the Week 17 Sunday Night Football. So the Rockets should simply just get out the guys and let them, you know, shoot around for 48 minutes. That's really all that I can say. It's playoffs now at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who's going to play on Friday with D'Antoni. Nobody matters. I mean, nobody should play. I hope they don't play. I mean, just touching on the game today, I mean, I don't know what it is. Something rubbed me the way that they looked today. I don't know if you got the same feeling. I watched a majority of the game. Harden was fantastic. Austin Rivers, 1 of 9. Covington got his shot back a little bit, which was good. Ben McLemore, 2 of 8, only had 7 points. I mean, Gordon was 1 of 9 from three. They just looked disinterested today. I mean, maybe the bubble is getting to them. I don't know. But
they're disinterested because they don't have anything to play for. They weren't like this when they were playing Milwaukee and the Lakers.
That's a really good point.
So I think the Rockets at this point are just going through the motions, getting ready for the playoffs. And they've been in that mode for a little while now. So to me, I wouldn't read too much into these last two games. What I will especially the San Antonio game, because the San Antonio game, look, you're not playing two of your starters, openly not playing two of your starters. If they really wanted to win the game today, they would play Daniel House, and they probably would have won. Because the whole scheme of the Rockets, and they didn't – look, they had a good chance to win the game today. They only lost the game by four. They were leading, you know, in the third quarter at some point. So I think the issue with today, yes, the shooting was really off, 37% from the field, 28% from downtown. But I think that's the one thing you can pick on. And so let's pick on it. The problem with playing just Harden or just Westbrook, which is the two that we've seen in the last 2 days, is when you only have one of those guys taking the bulk of the attention, it forces the attention to go elsewhere as well. So that's why you see Ben McLemore have good games. That's why you see Robert Covington break out for good games. That's why you see Austin Rivers break out for big games. But today you don't have that. And it could have just been a poor shooting day, honestly, Mike. Eric Gordon getting back in the swing of things, let him do what he does. But, I mean, Jeff Green was 0-4. That's very uncharacteristic of what we've seen from Uncle Jeff lately. Austin Rivers, 1 of 9 from the field, very uncharacteristic of him. Ben McLemore, 2 of 8. We've seen better from him. And it's a back-to-back also. And they're playing in a day where, you know, they're not really used to playing a game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, their rituals and all that might be just off. So I wouldn't read too much into these games. They're not too important in the grand scheme of everything. But, yes, you need to shoot the 3-ball better.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of over the bubble games, too. I mean, it's time to get ready for Monday. The best news of the day is that James Harden looks to be just playing out of his mind right now.
And yeah, James Harden is going to be a problem for the Thunder.
James Harden is balling right now. That none of these issues that we're talking about, and that's great news for Rockets fans. And I know there's going to be people that come at us and they'll say, well, it's not the playoffs yet, so, you know, he's not gonna choke yet. Well, go look at his numbers. He doesn't choke in the playoffs. His problem is guys like Eric Gordon. Is Eric Gordon going to show up in the playoffs? I don't know. They also didn't have Daniel House today. So that's also something to watch for.
If Daniel House plays today, I think the Rockets win.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure we're going to talk about this on Sunday, you know, the show we do over the weekend. I'm so intrigued at what the rotation is going to be. And if Mike D'Antoni's just an evil genius and just has us all fooled, or if he's actually going to play Michael Frazier in a rotation in the playoffs.
Well, let's get to the rotation.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about the rotation and what a rotation without Russ looks like. Because that is a reality that we might have to face with no Russ. So let's look at it. So obviously Harden is starting.
You think?
My hunch tells me that it's going to happen. It might not, but my hunch says it's going to happen. And then obviously you have PJ and Covington in the front court. Then you get to the 2-3 spot, and yet again, we're faced with a bit of an unknown. There are 4 guys that could possibly start with Eric Gordon, Ben McLemore, Daniel House, and Austin Rivers. But which 2 would you insert in there, and which 2 would you have coming off the bench, Mike?
Eric Gordon stinks right now.
It's a fair assessment, yes.
And it's not all of his fault. I don't put this on him, but you and I have talked about this at length before. You were hurt. You came out today. Dude, you were 1 of 9 from 3, which tells me 1 of 2 things. either you're just trying to shoot your way out of it, which I'm okay with if that's what you're doing, or you have no, you have no game awareness. Like if you're 1 of 5, 1 of 6, something has to trigger in your mind. Like, okay, it's time to start driving to the bucket, which he looked explosive today.
Yes, he did. At the very beginning of the game, there was, I think, one drive where, in particular, I think he did. He go. I can't remember if he went to the line for that one, but he looked real like he didn't look like an injury was bothering him.
No, if I had to pick a five without Russ, Harden, Covington, Tucker, House, and McLemore.
Tucker, House, McLemore. So you'd have Eric Gordon and Jeff Green coming off the bench with Austin Rivers.
Yes. I think Jeff Green, Uncle Jeff coming off the bench, I think is key for you. And Austin Rivers, too. Austin Rivers has to be that catalyst, that game manager, playmaker off of the bench. McLemore's look great. And if you're not going to have Russ, you have to have that wild card in your starting lineup. You know, you have to, you know, create points any way that you can, and having Ben McLemore on the court does that more times than not.
So I went back into the Basel reference here, and I tried looking up a game where Eric Gordon was healthy and Russell Westbrook sat out. And the starting five was – this was February 24th against the Knicks. The Rockets started Harden, Eric Gordon, Daniel House, Tucker, and Covington, which – if history looks at it, that's the starting five I would expect. McLemore, Rivers, Green off the bench, and those five start. But how much confidence do you have in Eric Gordon, a guy that has only played 20 minutes of actual NBA basketball in 4 months in a playoff series? That is what is concerning to me. And I'm sure he'll get plenty of time on Friday to get all these jitters out and to shoot himself out of this funk that he's been in. That is what Friday should be designed for. Harden should not see the court. It should simply be Eric Gordon being the best player out there, getting his mojo back. That's what the Rockets need to do on Friday. And for that sake, the whole rest of the team, I don't care if you go out there and lose by 50. At least you're giving yourself a chance for each guy to get into their rhythm. Harden has proven today he don't need no more rhythm, don't need no more reps. He is perfectly good to go for the Thunder series beginning next week. But I'm not – and to be honest, I would say Daniel House is in that boat. I would say P.J. Tucker, for the most part, in that boat. I would say, for the most part, after today, not sure if Rivers is in there yet, even though he proved that, you know, not 2 games ago, that he definitely is capable.
I like Austin. I mean,
I'm sure we'll get some run on Friday, maybe as with like the first unit.
Yeah.
But I would expect Gordon to start only because, yes, he has the experience, but that is very concerning, Mike, that Eric Gordon is coming in with, you know, he'll probably play something like 25 minutes on Friday. So it'll be about 45 minutes of game action in 4 months and in a game that really doesn't matter. So we only have to hope that Eric Gordon's clutch gene just comes out for the playoffs. And to be fair, there have been times, we've talked about it in length before, there have been times throughout Eric Gordon's career in Houston where people have counted him out, where people have, you know, he's been through slumps, but when the playoffs come, he presses the right button.
And they need him to. Without him.
More now than ever, especially with Russ out.
I mean, without Gordon, this team is thin already.
Well, it's okay that they're thin. That's not really the issue, in my opinion.
Well, it's an issue for me if you go down with, you know, if Westbrook, you're one injury away from being in a bind. And you're in a bind, right? With no Russell Westbrook, you are in a cluster, you know what, in a bind. Especially if your third most important offensive guy and Eric Gordon is not playing well. If Eric Gordon plays on Friday, it's a lose-lose for the Rockets. Because
I disagree.
Well, if he plays and he plays well, then it's okay, whatever. He played well in a game that doesn't matter. You put him out there one game removed from missing 2 weeks, it's a risk. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with you. I think they need to play him to allow him to work himself out of his funk, but it's a risk. It's a higher risk for a guy like him because of what he just went through less than a week ago.
It is.
So
we can't just assume the risk. We have to – if they didn't feel like the risk was worth it today, he wouldn't have played today. And maybe they played him today because they didn't want him to play the very last game. But to me, that doesn't make sense. I think they just played him today because he was ready today. Just give Eric Gordon some time, and I'll tell you it works. The only issue is the Rockets might not have enough time.
There is no time. I mean, what time?
Exactly. Yeah, they're running out of time. And we said this, I think, on the last podcast or the previous one. The Rockets got 9 guys that will see a strong load of minutes. And Russ is one of them. So if you take out Russ, his minutes and his production will be distributed almost evenly amongst 4 or 5 of other people. The Rockets need about 3 guys, at least one of Harden and Westbrook, and then at least one of the remaining starters. So that would be Covington, Tucker, and Daniel House. And then someone off the bench, either Rivers, Green, or McLemore, that needs to have a good game. If you can get one of the guys from the bench, one of the non-Harden Westbrook starters, and then one of Harden and Westbrook, there you go. But Russ, what he does, he makes the rest of the team better because of the way that he operates, the way he goes in transition, the way he spaces the floor. The way he runs the offense helps the team around him. And that is your big loss, is that Russ helps the team in ways that you don't see on the box score. So my concern, if Russ doesn't play, is it's going to put more attention on Harden, which will make it more difficult for Harden to be able to produce at the level that he needs to. And there's going to be more attention for everybody else because they need to give more production. And like what happened today might happen to the Rockets. Look, Harden had 45 points and the rest of the team had 59. The rest of the team needs to score about 90 if the Rockets want to win, I think. The Rockets want to guarantee themselves a win with Westbrook. They need to score about 80, 90 points. And they only got 50. They only got 60 today.
Yeah, they weren't good enough. They weren't good enough today. You talked me off of the ledge a little bit with it being really a game that doesn't mean all that much. But there are definitely warning signs that this team is not ready for the playoffs.
I think they'll be ready. I do.
No,
is that the Thunder are going to be ready too. And at that point, it's a coin flip. And
let me ask you a
quick question. Part of it being – go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you a quick question.
Ask me a quick question.
If the Rockets play the Oklahoma City Thunder, how many minutes does Tyson Chandler play?
None.
The Rockets will lose. They're not going to beat Oklahoma City without playing him against Steven Adams because Steven Adams will dominate this series. I'm telling you right now.
But, Mike, that we've talked about this. He's not going to play.
Well.
As much as you want him to play, he's not going to.
Okay. I was just checking in. This is more like a weekly check-in, you know, as we get closer. And if we're playing.
Keep checking in and you're going to get the same answer.
That's fine. No problem.
Back at the last game the Rockets played with the Thunder, it was MLK Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steven Adams barely played, so that's not a good example. But also, yeah, the Rockets, this Rockets nucleus, the Covington 5-out system has not played a game with Covington. And look, I think the fact that they're not having to play in Oklahoma City definitely helps. But my concern is this. Chris Paul knows the Rockets really well. in turn, Russell Westbrook also knows the Thunder very well. So that, in a way, could be a push, and the advantages there are obsolete because they were good for each other. It's only poetic, I feel like, that they're playing each other in the first round.
How bad is it that there's no fans for this? This would have been...
Oh, yeah. This would have been a dogfight. It would have been the loudest the arena's ever been.
Oh! And the...
Yeah.
The scary part is defensively, without Westbrook, against Oklahoma City. Because Chris Paul, I mean, like, okay, let's go with the lineup that we had, that we just talked about, or I gave. I mean, who covers Paul? Is it James Harden? I don't think so.
Maybe P.J. Tucker.
Yeah, I know. P.J. Tucker's going to have to cover either Gallinari or well, either Gallinari or Gillis Alexander would be my guess. I don't think you can afford to have P.J. Tucker on Chris Paul. And I think that's another problem that has gotten worse over the past couple weeks is – or not past couple weeks, past couple games. P.J. Tucker just looks tired, man. Like, he just looks physically just tired. Is that
– He also went down today too.
Yeah, he went down hard today. And D'Antoni acknowledged after the game
– Fine.
Yeah, I mean, but he acknowledged after the game he's been dealing with something all year. We speculated what was the fact that he was going up against just guys that are bigger, stronger than him, night in, night out, going to be an issue.
But I think something all year, Mike. Most of the season, there was a 4-month off season in the middle of the year.
But he's still playing out of position.
But like, is he still dealing with this thing that he had 4 months to heal from?
No, but I think the fact that he's going
up... I don't know if I buy that story totally.
I think it could have been something that he had at the end of the season. He was unsure of if the season was going to come back, and he just didn't have whatever it is taken care of.
That doesn't sound like P.J. Tucker to me.
Well, I don't know. I tend to agree with you. I think it's just him getting beaten up night in and night out, and his body can't take it.
Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
He's not a young chicken, you know? Like, he's not a guy who, you know, this is
not a chicken either.
Yeah, it's true.
I get what you mean. But,
you know, he's not a young hatchling, if you will. He's been playing professional basketball for a long time.
Yes, 35 years old.
And this is why I just bring it up is, the Thunder are 2-1 against the Rockets this year. And I know it's unfair for us to speculate that it's definitively the Thunder. It's probably going to be the Thunder.
Look, the Jazz play tonight against the Spurs, who are playing for their lives tonight. It's going to be Oklahoma City. If it isn't, if we don't play Oklahoma City, this will be the last episode of Pardon My Take. That's how much money I'm willing to put it on.
Yeah, I thought you were just looking for a reason to shut down Pardon My Take. But
no.
There's a lot of, you know, another aspect of this going up against the Thunder, and he's back healthy. Notoriously, the Oklahoma City Thunder have one of the better defenders for James Harden on their roster. And that's Andre Roberson. You know, also,
Roberson hasn't played a whole lot.
He hasn't played a whole lot, but he's played enough that you and I both know that Billy Donovan is going to be going to him saying, hey, man, you know, we're going to need you in this spot. The idea of going up against him, Steven Adams, Gallinari, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder had a great game against the Rockets last time. Now, Austin Rivers didn't play, but they haven't played against the five-out system that the Rockets have, Chris Paul against Russell Westbrook, you know, James Harden against the Thunder. I mean, this is going to be, if not the best first-round series, it would be one of the two best first-round series.
Yeah.
In addition to the Lakers and the Blazers, which you and I will have a steak dinner bet on that one, because I think you're going to go one way and I'm going to go another. So, look for that.
But at that point, that series doesn't matter if the Rockets can't get out of this series.
For sure.
which
absolutely.
But Andre Roberson has played 5 out of the 6 games so far. They're playing 1 right now. Maybe he'll play, maybe he won't. But he didn't play back to back, so that makes sense. So he's played in bits and pieces of every game. He hasn't played more than 15 minutes. So maybe that's hope that we won't see a whole lot of Roberson. And also, Roberson's still getting very acclimated to the game itself, so maybe it isn't best for Harden to be on Roberson. The idea of Roberson does sound very frightening, but maybe that's not who we're going to get.
Yeah. Right now, I'm holding my breath that everything is okay with Westbrook. I tend to be more of an optimistic kind of guy, so I'm going to stay positive until I'm proven otherwise. The Thunder are a team, though, that on my list of teams that I would want to see in the first round is pretty close to the bottom of that list.
Mm-hmm.
They're just – they're tough. They don't have much of a bench, to be honest with you, but their 5 is good, man. And their 5 is really good. Gilles Alexander, Gallinari, Schroeder, Paul, Steven Adams, and then off the bench you have guys like Nerlens Noel. Diallo is having a nice year for them. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a lot to unpack, but this is a good place to park the rocket ship for now. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in for this episode. Be sure to listen to all of our episodes and not miss a single episode by subscribing to our podcast wherever you listen to Harden My Take. Be sure to also follow The Dream Shake on Twitter at DreamShakeSBN. Give us a like on Facebook if you're over there. And check out all of our content at TheDreamShake.com. We've got you covered on all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com through these playoffs. And Michael Brown, throw down the Twitter handle that you have.
You can find me at UHBigRedHatGuy.
UHBigRedHatGuy. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. For our next episode, we will be previewing the first round series, likely against the Thunder, maybe against the Jazz, probably not against the Jazz, but we will have Editor-in-Chief Darren Yuvin part of the podcast. Might throw in some more surprises there as well. It's definitely a podcast you're not going to want to miss. The day in which the series begins is when the podcast will be released. So if game 1 is Monday, you will get that episode Monday morning. If the episode is Tuesday, you will get that episode Tuesday morning. So be sure to tune into that. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. Until next time, go Rockets.